Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. If you're new here, welcome. If you're a regular, you know how this goes. Hit the follow button and share the podcast. Now, let's talk Black Friday and Cyber Monday for a minute. Are you guys going Black Friday shopping? If you are, please wear a mask and carry hand sanitizer with you. Bed Bath & Beyond is having their sale November 26th through the 28th, where you get 20% off your entire online purchase. Then on November 27th through 28th, you get 25% off in-store purchase. If you want to stock up on your lotions and smell goods, that would be the time to do it. Mattress Firm has a Black Friday sale. Buy a king bed at a queen price, save $500. Or a queen bed at a twin price, save $300. Beautyrest medium mattress and queen size is now $299. So go get you a mattress if you're not sleeping good. You're waking up with backaches, shoulders aches. Maybe it's your mattress. Next on the docket is Kevin Hart. Kevin posted a pic of his beautiful daughter wearing an all-black sweatsuit that had the title of his new next Netflix special on the front. And the fans ate him up, honey. The new Netflix special is called Zero Fucks Given, with the word fuck scratched out on the material of the shirt. Many fans were in the comments standing as with Kevin, as the comments were saying, leave Kevin alone. Y'all are just jealous. Can the baby read? Then there's no problem. Others felt the baby shouldn't be wearing such explicit words because she's innocent. I say, mind the business that pays you, okay? Nobody's telling you how to dress your kid. So just because Kevin Hart is in the public eye doesn't mean he has to appease the population all the time. I don't see it being any worse than people saying the baby got the middle finger up or taking photos of a baby with the middle finger up. No difference. Fans get a little too invested in their faves' lives. Focus on what your child wearing. What is your daughter that can read wearing to school while you sleep, while they get dressed in the morning, or you at work? Do you know? Up next on the docket, Jeezy. Well, he sold together back one relationship, and now he's in another beef. The rapper at least released a single from his upcoming album, Therapy for the Soul, where he took shots at 50 Cent and Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs and 50 were quick to respond once hearing some of the lyrics on the diss tracks, where Jeezy was dissing 50 for his financial state and being a troll on Instagram. Freddie responded to the diss song on Twitter saying, BMF put you in a headlock in front of me. You gotta come harder than this, snowflake. Then he referenced the Versus battle with Gucci, tweeting, smoked your partner and you about to sit in a room and do verses with him? Don't talk no street shit to me, fam. Honey. Then the night of the Versus battle, 50 Cent jumped on Instagram and posted a now deleted photo of Isaac Hayes wearing a similar beanie hat to the one Jeezy wore in the cover art for the Therapy for My Soul album, writing, anything to sell a record, I guess. I'm not available at this time. I'm busy, LOL. Your shit is trash. That's what 50 wrote. 1.8 million people watched the verses, and Billboard named Jeezy the winner. Let's take a short break and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary. We are back, and last on the docket is Bootsy. Bootsy was discharged, I believe it was Wednesday. He's at home recovering. There were rumors that due to his diabetes, the gunshot wound to his leg would not heal, and that it, meaning the leg, would have to be amputated. Those rumors are false. Boosie's leg is intact and he's doing well. Boosie told Vlad TV during a recent interview before the shooting in Dallas, where he was there to attend Mo3's funeral when his Sprinter van was shot up and he was wounded in the leg. He told Vlad TV he needed to slow down from partying. He said after that shit with Vaughn went down, he was right back in the club. Boosie feels nobody has a more dangerous job than rappers. Well, that's it for today, guys. Hit the follow button on your way out. You can also hear Tea with Auntie on Radio Public, Pocket Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Bye.